I need to think about it. Call me back later. Sorry, I'm busy right now. Email me more information. I don't have time to talk right now. Before you let them go, understand and nail down the timing. Knowing someone else's timing will help you close the deal quicker. It also shows you respect their timeline over yours. The pitch challenge today, before you let them go, make sure you agree on a specific time for follow-up. This way, when you do follow-up, you can start out by saying, "You asked me to follow up with you today." This puts the onus on your prospect to complete the pitching transaction with you. The more specific on timing you are with your lead, the closer you are to a close. If they tell you to call later, ask, "Sure, does Friday or Monday work best for you?" Put the dates out there, make it easy, and let them pick. Specifying a time for follow-up also encourages honesty from your prospect so you know if he or she is just blowing you off. Good or bad, you need clarity here. Of course, there is always going to be that person that says, "Don't call me back, I'll follow up if interested." This is what I call a sugar-coated no. It sounds like a hard no with a hint of hopefulness. Of course, you never know if a response like this could still result in a deal, so don't lose faith, but do try to respect their boundaries. It's better to lose one deal one time than lose a contact forever.